About a month ago, I was taking a shortcut to Budgens, local supermarket here in Waddington. I took a shortcut through Waddington Churchyard. It was a very, very startling bright spring morning, to such an extent that the war graves were virtually glistening, and it triggered something off in my mind, and I was in the same lane where Eva Hall, the 21-year-old girl, the only one that had been killed in Waddington on the night of the landmines being dropped, and it triggered off this idea of a poem, and that by the time I'd got home, I'd got something going. So here's the poem, and I've called it Waddington Churchyard in Spring. A glory of celandines reflects sunlight, polishing white war graves, highlighting names of the fallen. Perched on branches of budding horse chestnut, a pitying of collared doves suddenly takes flight. Feathers free fall like parachutes over Candlemas bells. Daffodils, grape hyacinths, and polyanthers bloom bright as a bride's bouquet on a spinster's grave whose sweetheart's cross is out of reach. And perhaps I should mention that Candlemas bells is another name for snowdrops in Lincolnshire, and they're also known as February maids. And the collective noun for pigeons is a pitying. And I imagined in my mind that Eva Hall could have been engaged to one of the men whose white crosses are in Waddington Churchyard. And of course, they're in a separate area, so that gave me the idea of them not being able to reach each other.